Bolinda Audio and Gill Books present this unabridged recording of The Courage to be Happy, a new approach to well-being in everyday life, written by Colm O'Connor and read by Aidan Kelly. Have you ever noticed that when you get good advice, it can sustain you for a day or two, but then fades into the background of your everyday life? Have you not found that your good intentions remain only good intentions, and that month after month and year after year, you promise yourself the change that never happens? Have you not read wonderful books that you thought would change your life, but then been disappointed in your inability to convert wisdom into action? Or have you been inspired by a film, a story, or an epiphany that at the time felt life-altering and lasting, only to find that its effect dissolved quickly into the watery grayness of your life? If these experiences are familiar to you, you will hopefully find comfort in this book. You will recognize the three forces that you need to convert good intention into meaningful action: knowledge, spiritual desire, and self-discipline. Much of your happiness will rise or fall on self-discipline. The book will challenge you to see that the absence of a passionate self-discipline in important areas of your life has been your greatest weakness. At the same time, self-discipline itself is not enough. You need to have a feeling for your life and to act with right feeling. The way of happiness and well-being is also the way of the human heart. The landscape of your happiness includes the wonder, beauty, tenderness, love, and inspiration you have known. It is also a landscape that is also shaded by your experiences of grief, sorrow, trauma, tragedy, and worry. Therefore, you need more than good thoughts and good deeds. You need an open heart that is touched by the poetry, music, and art of life. This heartfulness gives feeling and meaning to your life. It is the window of a compassionate heart through which the fresh wind of well-being can blow through you. We will, hopefully, open this window together. You also know the reliability of science, of needing to step outside your inner world to know what is real and what can be counted on. As a scientist practitioner, I believe strongly in the need to build our knowledge in accordance with sound research. I will give that to you. So when it comes to well-being, I will tell you what contributes to happiness, according to what current research tells us. I will convert that into the 21 things you can do that have been proved to enhance your well-being. Therefore, this book will outline for you how to understand and change your happiness and well-being based on psychological research, traditional wisdom, and the underappreciated art of self-discipline. The book will reveal how ancient spiritual disciplines and modern psychological research intersect to offer a deeply meaningful and radical way of living in the world.